Humour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
All right, Josie Bagani is with us. G'day, Josie. And
hi, Larry.
We have Jordan Williams with us.
Hi, Larry.
So work that one out then. You know, I think the bottom line there, Jordan, is that it's very complex, and I don't know whether it's doable or not. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, in principle, this is. I've had a chat to our economic advisors on this and tax advisors. It's probably not a die in the ditch issue, but you come back to first principles. The problem isn't actually caused by the tax system. So why would we fiddle with the tax system and make it more complex to apparently help with the solution that may or may not work? I mean, come back to, again, first principles. The reason we have the house problem or housing shortage is RMA and planning restrictions and perhaps immigration. It's certainly not because we treat housing like we treat any other investment. If you're a business and you want to buy a new widget, you can borrow for that. You get the tax deduction on the interest. Likewise, if you want to buy an investment property, the same rules apply. It's only that we've got all these other restrictions in the housing market that are causing prices to go up. Why don't we address those rather than have all these political funny business of coming up with all sorts of solutions that don't fix the problem?
Okay, so it's a change of tax code effectively, isn't it, JC? But it may have implications across the board. And, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think Jordan's right that there's a whole bunch of reasons for a housing bubble, and this has been the problem. It's become politicised. The solution, someone latches onto one tool. You know, I've talked ad infinitum on the show that I support a tax on capital because I think you should be taxing capital fairly, just as you tax income, and otherwise it's a subsidy for housing developers. But the point is, it's a whole bunch of things that are causing the housing bubble, and it's a whole bunch of things that will do something to solve it. And that's the problem. There's a tension between our need for housing supply, so we don't want to completely discourage developers from developing, and housing affordability. And the problem we've got is that there are all sorts of incentives to develop. You haven't got it. You can sit on the capital. It's not taxed. You've got negative gearing. You can claim on the losses and so on. But the problem we've got is affordability. So, you know, it's not just an economic activity, Larry. That's the problem with housing. And even listening to David just then talking about it, the thing about buying and selling houses in New Zealand is that most people buy a house to live in. So if we're going to actually change that debate and say, okay, maybe we're going to do what they do in England and other countries where people can rent for 20 or 40 years, well, then we've got to look at laws that protect people who rent, laws that make it clear what you develop, what a responsibility is for a developer and so on. Let's have that debate. We get stuck on this complex stuff about how we're going to solve it, what's causing it and so on. Maybe we need to have a much bigger discussion and stop fiddling around the edges.
All right, we'll come back in just a moment. Jordan Williams and Josie Bagani on the Huddle. It's coming up 15.